This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That got me an A in stupid. I'm Joe Messina. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. You know, I know there's about 2,000 on the shows, 3,000 on the shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, and I'd like to believe it's the high IQ level that you have and you so much enjoyed the show. But, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch Live, Listen Live, Take the Poll, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can have those are all the labels the left has given us. All the labels that the people say they don't like labels have given. What does it mean? You know, it's always amazing to me as to how they can blow up those terms. Or you can buy a coffee mug. I'm telling you, everything tastes better in a TRS mug. If you've got video on and you're watching the show, see that? I got a TRS mug. Tastes so much better. Let me tell you what. All right, and then, again, head up to the website. You can click on the Patreon button where you can actually be part of the Insiders Club, throw a few bucks at us. We're very happy if you throw a few dollars at us. That doesn't bother me at all. A Yale professor says that communism is a religion. Just has sloppy theology. Now, for some of you sending your kids to Yale, that's where he works. So a Yale a panelist at Princeton University condemned communism on a Tuesday, likened it to a religion with the extremely sloppy theology and honing in on its inhumane nature. The School of James Madison, a program in American Ideals and Institution, hosted a panel discussion entitled Consequences of an Idea, Assessing 100 Years of Communism. The event was co-sponsored by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Now, the panel included Yale History and Religious Studies professor and immigrant from communist Cuba, Carlo Ear, Princeton math professor and Socialist Republic of Romania immigrant, Sergi, and Skidmore College political science professor, Flag Taylor. Now, communism is blank close, if not exactly the same as a religion. Here he said, yeah, I don't want to repeat what he said. Anyway, adding that it has both orthodoxy and heresy in it. It's impervious to empirical evidence, scientific evidence, sociological evidence, and the Yale professor continued, it is also an extremely sloppy theology that does not base its observations on human behavior. Now, human beings are incapable of pure altruism. Sometimes, I'm from Boston, I don't always pronounce my R's, of sharing goods equally, he claimed. There's never any true sharing. It is impossible. Think about this. There's never any, at least he's being honest about it. Under communism and socialism, there isn't any real true sharing. Not everybody gets an equal cut of the pie. Are you serious? Look at little Kim, and then look at his people. Who do you think is getting more of the food? Religious studies professor noted that Christians also are involved in property sharing, but monastic history as one of a failure of corruption and reform, he granted that it yielded some success, arguing this was because sharing was voluntary. That's the sloppy part. You have to make it mandatory. Aries proposed that historically it's been proven that communism can work sometimes to some extent, always with some reform, but it always requires an oligarchy of some kind. You know, it's really interesting how you have seen over the decades millions and millions of people killed, starved to death, I mean brutally murdered because of communism and socialism. You see, it's all through history. And if some of the progressive left have their way, you won't hear about it anymore. You'll only hear about how the Christians killed millions and millions of people. That's what you'll be taught. And how capitalism is bad, very bad, because the poor don't get rich in capitalism. Well, actually, some of the most poor people in this country are doing better than some of the... Look it. Some of our poorest people in this country do so much better than the poor people in other countries. That's number one. Number two is, at least here, if you're poor, you have the opportunity. You have a way to make money. You have a way to pull yourself out of it. You have a way to whether it's to start a business, whether to get out there and make a few bucks helping people, working for people, whatever it is you want to do, you can pull yourself out of it. The government doesn't keep you in a certain place in a certain way, even though that's what you always hear on some of those other hardcore left-wing stations. Anyway, the Yale professor also argued that it's only viable in small communities, noting that several failed historically attempts by Christian monastics or other religious leaders to extend monastic sharing to wider communities. He insists that it's impossible to speak of communism as a religion and one governed by bad theology. It is unforgiving. He said the communist religion is just simply unforgiving, which doesn't sound anything like the Christian religion. Iria said that the oligarchy becomes the priesthood, and the government becomes a theocracy with a very active inquisition, with heretics who have to be, you know, expunged one way or the other. Are you hearing this? I want you to listen. This is a professor at Yale University. It comes out of Campus Reform, by the way. Later in the discussion, Taylor argued that the label of totalitarianism is insufficient to describe communism. He suggested that it's better described as an idiocracy, a regime where ideology is not just one of four or five important features. Right? Seriously, when you lay all this out, I don't care what you think of capitalism. Some of you young people that I know, you listen to the show to troll me and write about it later. Whatever it is you think of capitalism, you have the freedom to get out of your situation. You don't under communism and socialism. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes with David Fisher. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker punch.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. Always do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Let's get to it. It really is one of my favorite times of the week because I always want to know what to do with the 11 cents I have in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's here. David Fisher joins me, as he does every week, to give us kind of give us the pulse on what's going on in the markets with money as a whole, because I love, you know, he speaks plain, simple English. Some of these guys I listen to, on the air, or I watch them on television, my eyes glaze over after about 30 seconds. I don't really know what they're talking about. But David keeps it at a level, even I can understand it. If I can understand it, you can understand it, and it's a way
to protect not just your investments. You know that every little nickel helps, especially if things take a nosedive. And there's a hint that things might take a nosedive. David, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure.
Hopefully we're not in a nosedive, but we're in a concerning, the red light is flashing, but it's always my pleasure to be on your program,
you,
as always.
You're saying the fuel is getting low. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Hey, tariffs, you know, I'm watching this little Chinese war going on back, you know, the Chinese-American war going on with words back and forth or feelings back and forth. The tariffs in the markets you talked about, you know, we talk about this every week. What's happened since last week? There's been a little conversation at the UN with the president. Is that affecting any of this?
Well, the conversation with President Trump announcing that China is trying to influence the next campaign, I think that was a shock to everybody. And I don't know if the people on the radio or the listeners might not have saw what the television showed, but the Chinese delegate was looking through, as he was hearing the translation, you could see his shoulders shrug like, I don't know what he's talking about. So it was a little bit of comicalness going on, but that's not adding to the building the relationship. I mean, certainly is not helping it, but there's bigger things that have been happening in reference to China. Since we talked last week, the tariffs went into effect. What I'm referring to is the $200 billion that President Trump said he's going to put tariffs on China are now in full effect, which is 10% revenue coming to the on incoming products representing $200 billion. China retaliated with $16 billion. Those have not gone into effect. Those will happen in just a couple of days, so next week we'll talk about that. Actually, it's going to affect to tomorrow, the Chinese retaliation of $16 billion. But what has happened is a lot of verbal mudslinging. China came out and issued a report of 360,000 characters that they released Sunday night. Monday morning early, we saw in the news. And it basically said, we don't like the way you're treating us, President Trump. We don't like how you're forcing us. And we're not going to bow to your threats. And 2 days later, one of the top diplomats from China said, it's like you're taking a knife and stabbing it into the back of our neck. And we're not going to bow to that. So, trade negotiations broke down. Last Friday, there was supposed to be two Chinese delegates coming over to Washington and meet with the United States delegates to open up negotiations once again to, you know, kind of do away with all of this. But China decided not to come. Instead, they retaliated verbally and through the writing of this white paper. So where we're at today is more tariffs actually being put in place. There might be a retaliatory of President Trump with $267 billion coming up, because he said if they retaliate, and they did, he was going to implement that amount. That would be over $520 billion of tariffs put on China by the United States. And now it looks like this is going to be what you call the long game of over a couple of years of just this never having an agreement and things escalating.
God, and this is, it's not that we don't want to or are afraid of China, but this is something, I don't know, this is over my head economically, but I'm looking at this saying, look, the only way this stuff works is you've got to have a bit of a relationship, and I don't know, again, China, I don't want to say prideful in a negative way, but they're very prideful people, and the president, their president has to protect their people and their economy to the best of his ability, as ours does, do they not?
Yeah, let's just kind of unravel the onion, take it one more layer back here. It is having some effect on us, and it's certainly having effect on them. And both countries, I mean, we're proud Americans. I mean, that's not a bad word. We should be proud of our country. I mean, people have given their lives and they're for our country, and we're very respectful to that. And China looks at their country the same way. And every country who really loves their country, who wants their country to grow, should feel the same way about their country. So that's not a negative. That's actually a positive. But it can come across in the media or how negotiations happen as, you know, a negative thing. Just like, you know, you send out an email and there's no emotion to it. There's just words, and some people interpret it totally different. So that's the problem with human behavior, and that's an element of this. The financial side is now coming and affecting not just China, but America. And I said this, we will get there. We're just at the start of this. And what you call the trade channels are now being broken. And the products that we got into our country from China before the tariffs went into place, now that inventory is running out, and so now the supply chain has to be bought again. So now we're starting to feel the brunt of that. And how we are, as simple as this, the CEO of Ford, Jim Hackett, just announced yesterday in USA Today that Ford is losing $1 billion, $1 billion due to the tariffs so far. That's a heck of a lot of money. So people that are saying, you know, and there's an element of Washington that is saying this is going to be great for America. There is some truth to that, but there's the flip side of the other story of the reality. There's a whole bunch of CEOs and business people coming out and saying the reality is it is affecting us, and it is causing prices to increase, and we're either going to have to eat it less in profits or pass this off to the consumer, and that's the dilemma that they're running through. And it's not just the automotive industry through steel. It's happening in the apparel and the accessories and the footwear. Last 2 days ago, Rick Helfenbein, who's the president and CEO of American Apparel and Footwear, he represents more than 1,000 of the world's most famous products, was interviewed on CNBC, and he understands the industry. Around 4 million of workers this affects, contributing about $380 billion to U.S. annual sales, and he said this, that 41% of our apparel comes from China, 84% of our accessories, and 72% of our footwear all come out of China. So now that these trades or tariffs are put in place, the United States is going to have to go to other countries.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
After an incredibly tense day on Capitol Hill, Judiciary Committee member Senator Ben Sasse saying this whole nomination process for Judge Brett Kavanaugh has tainted the reputation of the Senate and become an embarrassment. He says Senator Feinstein should take responsibility for the damages he believes she caused.
We had a whole bunch of allegations that could have been handled in a way that could have done something to restore public trust, and we didn't do any of that stuff. Instead, we did this kind of freak show circus.
President Trump has agreed to request the FBI to reopen its background check into his nominee, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is moving forward on the nomination, but additional votes are on hold for up to a week. The State Department is closing the U.S. consular outpost in the southern Iraq city of Basra and evacuating its diplomatic staff following a series of threats and indirect fire officials are blaming on militias backed by neighboring Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
We are back. You look at the real side on GCN Live. I ain't going to school no more either. I'm done. I get the school of life. That's all I need. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins us as he does every week. He's got more information than I could possibly give you. David Fisher's with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have fun with him when he's on. Plain simple English and get him all riled up as I did. Check out the last segment. We're talking about our relationship with China, how the tariffs are affecting us, and David, finish up your thought, but I want to ask you a question along the lines of what we were talking about in the last segment.
So how this is a coming home to roost is when you have products that cost more in the retail industry, and we're coming up on Christmas, the consumer, who is the number one thing that supports the economy, buys less then. They don't want to pay a higher price. They have to make a decision to buy that or not. And usually in this environment, what happens is they say, I don't want to buy as much, or I can't buy as much as before. And so then sales are off. Corporate earnings are off. It affects stocks. It affects the flow of money because now you have less people working. They have to lay people off or not hire as many. And so this is not good for the economy. We're just starting to see the early warning signs of this. It's not a fire is raging or anything like that. It's just the start. And unfortunately, if we don't come to some conclusion, it will be the start of much more, like I said before. It's the challenge is it's undefinable what the end result the administration is looking for. I get it. China has stolen, through what you call technology transfer, our technology. And they copy it, they mimic it, and they sell it, and then they expand their country because of that. But there is no policing of this in China to stop agencies in China. It's a widely accepted behavior. And so that's where the rubber meets the road. That's a big portion of this is what is the mechanism for China to say we're going to have this stopped in our country because they don't believe they should stop it. So that's where the beef lies.
Well, yeah, I get it. What about at some point in time, you and I have talked about this. I've heard others talk about this. The sad part is how much we do get, how much stuff
we do get from China that we should be able to make here, we should be able to deal with here. I mean, when do we reset this relationship, though, with some of these countries that really, you know, that really have it over us for all intents and purposes? Like in this case, I mean, look how dependent we are on Chinese product. Should we be?
Well, I don't look at it as they have it over us. I don't, that verbiage I can't get my head around, because it's saying we don't want to have free trade. The reason we buy more products out of China is because we have free trade with China. The reason they can choose to buy our product or not choose to buy our product is because we're not competitive enough in the world. And so that's free markets, that's free capitalism, and tariffs create a non-free capital market society, in my opinion. Yeah, I get the end result. He's saying let's level the playing field. But the level, and like I've said this before passionately, the level of the playing field would mean lower wages for American citizens in factories, or taking away the criteria to make our factories safe, that China doesn't play on that same hand. And so, you know, we can't force, you know, I've learned one thing, and I used to be a pastor, and I've counseled many people. You can't force a person to change.
Right.
You have to create an environment for them to see the reality that they need to change. It'll be helpful for them as a person, and if they're in a marriage or the relationship they have with their children or with their boss, it'll be helpful for everybody. But you can't force change upon institutions, people. It's just a human behavior. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that's the problem that I see within a tariff. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't. It's not working with Canada. It really didn't work that well with Mexico, although we came with a small agreement. Nothing major changed. And it caused market turmoil. With China, this is a whole other different environment. And we're asking them to have a massive cultural change. And that's something that's very challenging for the Chinese citizen and the Chinese government to get their arms around. And we haven't defined that as a administration for them, saying, here's what we are specifically asking you to do. We haven't got to that point because we haven't been negotiated at the negotiating table that far. So it's very challenging. That's why I think this is going to go on for some time.
Well, you know what? This, like I say, I tell people all the time, it doesn't mean I'm an idiot. It doesn't mean a lot of us who don't get it. You know, we look at these things, and this is why I bring you on. It's a simple explanation. I mean, I realize it's more complicated than that, but you break it down so it's easy to understand. Hey, you've been talking about the Fed, and we all know that it's not really the federal government, but you've been talking about the Fed unwinding its balance sheet, some of the things that are going to be going on. Yesterday, the Fed raised rates. What's that going to do? What is that going to do overall to the economy, if anything?
Well, they raised it a quarter of a point from two point to 2.25. We've had a total of 8 rate hikes. 6 out of the rate came down. It did that yesterday. There was a 210-point interday swing. The Dow was up, and then it closed down. The Dow was up a little bit today, about as much as it went down yesterday. So it causes, you know, momentary hiccups for the market. It causes the cost of doing business to go up, because any company has what you call a line of credit. That's based upon how rates are, and rate is just a fee that you pay to borrow money. And so, therefore, it's going to cause mortgages to go up, credit cards to go up. The benefit is if you're a person putting money in a bank account or a CD, eventually you're going to see how this will benefit you. But banks are really slow to raise money on deposit, not as fast as the Fed raises rates. So this is going to be a negative thing for the consumer, a negative thing for the market. It's negative for gold. It causes the dollar to go higher. It creates a larger trade deficit. Therefore, if our dollar is higher than other currencies, but it also is a win for what you call foreigners to bring their money into the United States, because what you call emerging markets, other markets outside of the United States that are smaller, they can't make money like the United States markets are. We look at most of the emerging markets, they're down 10 to 20%, while the Dow is up 7 to 8% this year. So it says foreigners say, okay, I'd rather invest in U.S. markets because I have a guaranteed loss over here, and I can make money in that market, plus have an increase in the currency by moving from my type of currency to the U.S. dollar. That's appreciating. So there's a whole bunch of nuances that work with this, but the Fed is on a trajectory course to get to what you call normalization rates. And that is something that was asked yesterday, and here's the key. Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, was asked, well, how will we know when the Fed should be stopping raising rates? And they don't have an answer to that every time they've been asked. So the answer is, well, when the markets change, when the economy changes. In other words, when they do something that causes to break the economic environment from a positive environment we're in to a negative, then they'll stop this rate hike. Which that means is 6 out of the last 7 times we've had a recession previously was caused by the Fed raising rates. So this is going to trigger a recession. I said we're going to be in a recession a year to 2 from now, and that's probably what will happen because when what you call the short-term rates become higher than longer-term rates, the 2-year treasury, and I want to talk technical, but a 2-year treasury is just a period of time, 2 years. A treasury is a debt instrument that the treasury creates. That yield or the rate, when that becomes higher than a longer term, like a 10-year, then we have a recession. So this is what causes that is the Fed says we're going to keep raising rates until we go into recession. So it sounds crazy, but that's the stance that they're saying, and they confirmed that yesterday when the Fed spoke.
There are some people saying that gold is going to move down under $900, while others think it's going to make a major move up. Let's give that some thought. Let's give those people at home some thought. Hey, go grab your coffee. You might need a drink for this. I don't know. I'm not suggesting you drink alcohol, but God only knows what you might need for this. When we come back, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Don't go far.
You know, David, again, every week when he comes on the show, I know some of you get crazy because it's a tough thing to wrap your mind around. It's a tough thing to understand what's going on. You know, with money, with the markets across the country, across the world, not just across the country, but across the world. And I always joke that David loves to lay it out for us. There's four ways to support your money. Well, there's four ways to support yourself financially, right? Real estate, stocks, gold, precious metals. And he says three, I say four. Bury your money in a coffee can in the backyard. We come back more with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, right after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Come on, let's see how they're going to dance for. We are back. You're listening to Real TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it. You need to know what to do with your money. I guarantee it.
All right, we're back at it, David Fisher from, CEO David Fisher.
Right.
Wow. We're back at it. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I'm having a really bad day. Let my mouth. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have him with me. I appreciate the time he spends with us, on the air here and explaining things to you in basic, plain, simple English about finances. That's really what we need, is to understand what to do with money, not just be talked at or told what to do with it. We need to understand why we're doing what we're doing. And we were talking about the Fed raising rates the other day, and really what would that do to us. But, David, along with that, are there any surprises that we should be looking for or be aware of?
Well, yes is the answer. And I'm trying to figure out how much Pepto-Bismol I'm going to have your listeners take right now.
I keep a bottle of Tums right here just for these reasons.
Let's just say it this way. Have we ever talked about what you call the bamboo tree or the bamboo plant?
I don't think so, because I'd remember a plant tree.
And I'm not referring to China or Japan. I'm referring to human behavior and how financial systems work. It's like the bamboo plant. You plant a seed, a bamboo seed in the ground. Nothing happens. Keep watering it. You can't tell anything's happening for 5 years, and finally the germination process happens. Germination just means, oh, there's something growing there. It popped up out of the ground. That's what germination. I grew up on a farm. Just a little, get a little farm knowledge there. But anyway, once it germinates in the first year, a bamboo plant will grow 90 feet. Why am I sharing this?
Wow.
Well, it's human nature. We ignore something, you don't think it's there, and then all of a sudden it's there and it's uncontrollable. The same thing happens when we talk about debt. Oh, we're creating debt, it's not a big deal, we're going to manage it, we'll take care of it later, it's not a big deal. What I'm referring to is how the government, the Fed, and the Treasury responds. It's like the bamboo. This is all growing underneath the surface, not being talked about. But I'm going to come out this week with a newsletter, tomorrow actually. It's called Back to the Future, Haven't We Learned the Obvious? And it's going to spell out clearly some major surprises are coming. Not next week, not next month, but once it germinates, it will be uncontrollable and it will hit us face to face financially, just like 2008 did, but this is going to be greater. Not from a real estate challenge, but this is how what we saw in Greece, what we saw in Turkey, what we saw in Italy, I can go on through the countries, is called the bamboo tree effect. They ignore it as if it's not there, and then once it comes and gets its footing, it's unmanageable. And that's unfortunately where we're headed. Goldman Sachs came out with a report on this specifically this last week, since the last time I was on your program. Spelling this out in just one of the areas. They weren't talking about government debt. They weren't talking about treasuries. And the treasury market has increased 100. Check this out. This number is, you're going to see it in my newsletter. The treasury market has increased from 2017, 156%. In other words, we created that much more treasury notes to suffice the overspending of our country. But the Goldman Sachs came out on saying there's going to be a $1.3 trillion financial reset in corporate America on the debt structure of corporations that is going to hold our country captive and maybe bigger than 2008. So if Goldman Sachs, who is a financial entity on Wall Street, why would they want to mention something like this? Because they're saying it is coming. A lot of companies and a lot of individuals have learned it's better to talk about it a little bit before it happens than just ignore it, then all of a sudden saying, how did we get here? How did we get here? And this is coming up because we are on a 10-year anniversary of 2008. So there are some things. It does happen to do with our debt. We could have a small little blip here coming up, a government shutdown where within a couple of days, if they being President Trump, does not sign this passing of the bill, of a Senate bill that was approved, of $854 billion spending bill. But we are having some problems in our debt. Even the Navy talked about that. The Secretary of the Navy was on CNBC today saying that it's not functioning and it's costing the way that the budget gets put into place and the delay of time before it actually gets passed, because Congress didn't pass the 2018 budget last September. They just passed it last March. And that is a $1.3 omnibus bill that President Trump signed reluctantly, if you remember that, because it didn't have any funding for the wall. He said, I'll never do that again. But the Navy came out and said, that cost us $4 billion. $4 billion that just got erased because we didn't get our funding in time, and how we had to, you know, maneuver our money. So the CR system, or continuing resolution, is now kind of a thing on how our government's been working for 20 years. And we don't pass a budget in time. And here we are, the last day of the month of the fiscal year. We don't have a budget. And we're going to continue with this insane behavior. And we might have a government shutdown. That could be a blip. But we'll find that out in the next few days or not. We'll see if Congress steps up and gets a bill passed or not.
Jeez.
All right, so let's talk about gold, right? There's the sweet spot right there. Some people are saying it needs to come down, or it's going to come down to about $900 an ounce. Others are saying it's going to exponentially rise. I mean, where are you at with this, and why?
I think those are the bookends. Some of my people in my industry are saying $1,400 gold, $1,600 gold. I heard a few say earlier this year in February, $2,000 gold this year. All of that I was saying was nonsense. I'm not a bookends guy and I'm making extreme predictions when it comes to the gold market or anything. And even though I just said some things that might rattle people's cage, I think when I talk about the government financing, I've been spot on about that. And I hope to be spot on about gold. But gold, you're not going to see a huge increase this year, and you're not going to see a collapse in gold. And here's the reason why. As far as gold going down to 900, those people that typically say that are selling a book, selling a CD, selling a tape, getting you to subscribe to their newsletter that you got to pay for, something that they make financial benefit from, and they're saying something extreme to get your attention. The four top miners, Goldcorp, Newmont Mining, Kinross, and Barrick, the average mining cost is $1,052. So for gold to go down to 900, or about 18% more, they're not going to sell gold at a loss. And the World Gold Council says the world, it costs $1,050 on the bottom end and $1,410 on the top end to mine an ounce of gold. So what I can say on the supply side is Pierre Lassonde, he's a billionaire, former head of Newmont Mining, and a few other people like Kevin Demuski, who's the president of Barrick, big gold mining company, Ian Telfer, chairman of Goldcorp, they all say one thing specifically, that we reach what you call peak gold in 2015, which means that's the most amount of gold that's been mined, and now we're on the scale of moving downward in our mining production. And if you look back, Joe, we had gold in the California gold rush in the 1850s. Most of the gold was mined then. In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we had every decade about a 150 million ounce gold deposit discovered and mined, several 30 million ounce deposits, around 10, and countless 10 million deposits. In the last 15 years, there's been not one 50-million-ounce deposit, no 30-million-ounce deposits, and only a few just 15-ounce deposits. So there's not a lot of gold because two-thirds of all the gold has been mined from the beginning of 1950 till us, and a severe amount was mined back in a gold rush. So there's not a whole lot of gold that's what you call shallow in the earth, and the earth doesn't create gold. So we got to go deep down to get it, which costs more. So the mining, so people that say $900 gold, I don't think they're looking at this side of things. And the people that say it's going to go through the roof, I think they're being too good to be true. And if it sounds that too good to be true, it's usually not true, as my dad told you.
You know,
but I think we're going to be in the flat range, but this is the accumulation time for gold.
No, it's really funny because you've talked about this over and over and over for the time I've known you where, you know, you've got to look at what it costs to mine gold. You've got to look at what it costs, you know, what it costs to, quote, unquote, get it to market, so to speak. And some of these people don't even look at that when they're throwing out numbers all over the place. You know, you know what I'm saying? And there's a reality to that. That's why I always say to you, you speak in plain, simple English, because most people just simply say, well, you know, it's people want gold. They trust gold. You know, but it's not just that. There's a cost to getting it to the market, right?
Absolutely. And there's the demand side. So that's the supply side. The demand side is ever increasing. China's buying gold. Russia just bought a whole bunch of gold. They sold 90% of their treasuries and bought gold with it. So the supply side is shrinking about 15% a year since 2015, and it was small already. But the demand is growing because of the things that we talk about. Central banks, managers of central banks, they see the handwriting on the problem, on the world, the handwriting on the wall, and they're hedging their own books in gold.
And they can hedge all they want to. Listen, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. And, you know, you get more. David will talk to anybody. Seriously, anybody that calls. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here on Monday with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.